From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, September 9th. Hundreds of hooved herbivores are munching along the Lindo Channel. NSPR's Eric Adams explains how this will help protect the neighborhood from wildfires.
Along the channel, goats graze away, getting rid of invasive fire-prone vegetation like star thistle and poison oak.
Goat grazing's great in that they like the things that aren't supposed to grow there, right?
That's Linda Herman, the Park and Natural Resource Manager for the City of Chico.
And they like the non-native plants, and so they help thin out the invasives that we don't want out in the areas, and that helps the native plants to grow back.
It's all part of a hazard mitigation program, which aims to reduce the amount of flammable vegetation near neighborhoods and homes. The plan is to have the goats graze through around 44 acres. And Herman says the animals can eat through around 1 acre per day.
And if you were going to do manual mowing or anything of that respect, it would cost a lot more than that. So it's very cost effective for us to do it.
The program is funded by a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but the city matches a quarter of the cost, totaling the project out to around $240,000. After this job, Herman says the goats will come back to graze in Lower Bidwell Park. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The former chief financial officer for Shasta County's Health and Human Services Agency has alleged he was terminated from his position just 2 months after finding discrepancies with the agency's financial records. That's according to reporting from Shasta Scout. The news outlet reports Rashawn Dean told the outlet he recommended an independent financial audit of the agency. NSPR's Adia White has more.
Dean alleges he found key issues with financial processes and records. For example, he says an analysis of billable hours hadn't been completed in years. Dean told the outlet that due to high turnover within the agency, he was unable to find another employee who had the financial knowledge to make sense of what he found.
After reporting his findings to a superior, Dean told the outlet he was terminated the following day without explanation. Shasta Scout reports it reached out to the county for comment, but received no response. And over the weekend, a wildfire in Lake County destroyed homes and prompted evacuations in the community of Clear Lake. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the fire broke out yesterday afternoon, prompting at least 4,000 people to evacuate. As of 8 last night, fire crews were making good progress on the fire and evacuations were still in place. Separately, a fire in Southern California continues to threaten more than 35,000 structures. According to reporting by the Associated Press, the Line Fire is burning east of Los Angeles along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. As of yesterday afternoon, the fire had burned a little more than 20,000 acres. More than 600 firefighters were working on the fire, and at least 3 were injured. And in other news, this Wednesday will mark 23 years since nearly 3,000 people died in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center in New York. On the day of the anniversary, the Red Bluff Honor Guard will hold a commemorative ceremony in remembrance of those killed and injured. The event will be held at the Red Bluff Veterans Hall at 11 Wednesday morning and will be followed by a meal. The public is invited. And California's top health official, Dr. Mark Galli, will step down at the end of the month. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg has more.
Dr. Galli, a trained pediatrician, was appointed as the Health and Human Services Secretary in 2019. He led the state's pandemic response, crafting containment measures and vaccination campaigns. The state argues Galli saved lives, but the strict approach was criticized by some parents and business leaders, which ignited a failed recall attempt on Governor Gavin Newsom. Beyond the pandemic, Galli led measures to increase access to healthcare and improve the behavioral health system. Newsom tapped Kim Johnson to take over for Galli. She's currently director of the California Department of Social Services. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Finally, Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a controversial bill that would have provided homeowner assistance for undocumented Californians. The legislation would have allowed immigrants to apply for the state's first-time homebuyer program, which provides loans for down payments. State finance officials have confirmed the program currently has no money to provide for any applicants. Republican lawmakers opposed the bill. Newsom said in his veto message, the state must ensure it manages its resources effectively, given its limited funds. And those are your headlines for Monday, September 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.